The agri-hood is one approach to what I call kind of the local food movement. It's people trying to ensure the integrity of their food by getting your food from people they know. And you, as that neighborhood, have control over how it's produced.
Farm-to-table living, a neighborhood that would be based on community and doing life with people and wellness. And so I'm reading this description of this agri-community, and I look at my husband, and I'm like, we will live here.
We set out on a journey over 7,000 miles ago because we wanted to learn as much as we could about the agri-hood lifestyle. And what we quickly realized is why more and more people are choosing healthier and sustainable communities over traditional or conventional subdivisions.
The biggest difference would just be the sense of like-minded people. We all want our kids to be outside, fishing, climbing trees, you know, visiting with the animals, being in touch with reality, being in touch with nature, eating healthy food. I mean, there's really no comparison. There's nothing quite like what we're experiencing here.
You're dialed into the perfect podcast. This is Agri-Hood Radio. Everything you need to know about the farm-to-table lifestyle.
Hey, Colin, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, doing well. Thank you, Brett.
Cool. I just wanted to catch up with you. I know we were out there a couple weeks ago and super impressed with what Whisper Valley has going on in our travels. We haven't seen a community that has so much high-tech features, and you guys are, I mean, net zero, Google Fiber. It's really, really, really up there. So give us a little bit about what's going on with that. Then I want to talk to you about the future, the developments of the shops and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, sure. So basically, we are a master plan community out here in East, right off the new toll road 130. We're a 2,100-acre property, and we're going to have 7,500 units. About two-thirds of those are going to be single-family detached units, and about one-third of those are going to be multifamily, the duplex, condo, townhome. We'll have it all. But what's so interesting about Whisper Valley is that we actually installed a thermal energy supply system in the form of a geothermal heating and cooling loop field into the ground before any of the homes were actually built out here. So essentially what the home builders are doing is they're hooking up to our geogrid, allowing them to operate the heating and cooling of the house with the ground source heat pump. So we're reducing our electricity consumption kind of widespread across the development. And then we're also installing, all the new homes are going to have solar panels as well. And then, as you mentioned, we have the Google Fiber. And then we also offer the Nest and the Google Nest package for the smart home features as well. So that's kind of, right now, that's kind of what we're working with right now, at least. And then in the terms of the future, we're going to have 2 million square feet of commercial. So you'll see shops, retail, restaurant, coffee shops, juice bars, kind of some of the local Austin things. We're going to try and kind of keep that vibe. As they say, keep it weird. We're definitely going to try and do that. Yeah.
On your site, it says you guys environmentally sensitive development dedicated to energy efficiency and cutting edge technology. I mean, that's super cool as far as getting those houses. I mean, they can get as far as right to net zero. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so zero energy capable. So essentially with the ground source heat pump, as I said, we're going to be reducing the electricity consumption by about 50-60%. Most of the heating and cooling is going to take up your electricity bill, especially in Texas. But then when you add the solar array, so you've reduced the electricity consumption and now we're going to add solar on the rooftops. That's when you're going to start, finding a very, very energy efficient home. And that's what we're doing out here.
And then on top of that, talk to me about this, advantage of, special tax incentives.
Yeah, sure. So all the homeowners that purchase a house out here, they are going to receive a federal tax credit in the form of, I think it's FT5695, federal tax credit. But basically, they are getting 30% back of the value of your home's renewable energy system. So the solar PV system, including the installation, and then the geothermal heating and cooling system, which we've kind of broke it down into the total cost and then divided it by the lots for the piping, as well as the heat pump. So the homeowners are getting about $7,000 to $10,000 back in tax credits as well upon moving in.
Just, I mean, that's a one lump sum deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of trying to do things different, and we're really trying. But yeah, so the tax credit is a huge incentive, especially for those first time home buyers. So pretty happy to have that.
You know, we've seen to date now 21 different properties across America, and I can honestly say there's none that come to mind right now. And don't quote me on this, but none that come to mind right now that are doing things exactly like you guys are doing them. That's pretty cutting edge technology, Colin.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. And I definitely will quote you on that one. Just kidding. But yeah, so we're the first of its kind doing the kind of master plan geogrid community. But really we're really just trying to connect kind of man and nature. We have a lot of hike and bike trails, open green space. But then yes, we also are going to definitely boast the cutting edge technology in the form of the geogrid that we have here.
You know, and I also want to compliment you guys on that community center, your lifestyle director, you know, visitor center, whatever you guys want to label it, it's spot on, because it's such a nice feature to have for potential home buyers like our family, my wife and I, coming into a community, have never been there before. We only saw you on the website. By the way, the website's fantastic, and I want to have you share that in a minute. But to walk in that visitor center, the community center, and have the knowledge, the personality, and the warm welcome that you guys gave us, I'm not just BSing you guys. It is really, really a great feature you guys are doing there as far as getting people familiar with how your community is being set up, but then also making it easy for them to make a buying decision if they decide that an AgriHood is for them. So you guys are doing everything right, the right way. So good on you for that.
Yes, yes. We try and be available to everyone here at the center. We're open 7 days a week. Yes, it is a marketing and sales center, but we're going to talk to the homeowners if they stop in. And then obviously, potential homeowners like you and your family or anyone who stops in, we have a bunch of educational pieces about the geothermal, how the system works, the EcoSmart system. And then we have a lot of just different informational materials here in the center about Austin, things to do. And then we plan a lot of events at this nice amenity center as well.
You have the Bosch show kitchen, which is pretty cool. What I like about it is, you know, sometimes you walk into development and they want to sell you a house. And my wife said something when we first started this. She goes, "Let's find a community first that feels right, and then the house buying part is going to become easy. But first of all, let's see how it feels to be in that community, what they have to offer, how they separate themselves from the rest." And that's exactly what you guys are doing with that community center. So again, congratulations for that.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
So while you were talking about the green standards, I wanted to ask you something that was, if let's say the original home buyer decides not to tap in that loop, and the next guy that comes in there, next family comes in there, wants to, is that a possibility?
So we've made it a little more complicated than that.
I figured it would be, but I had to ask.
Yeah. No, glad you did. So basically, we've actually created a covenant, a geothermal covenant that is attached to every lot. Now, what that means is there is a geothermal assessment that you will be paying to EcoSmart to operate and maintain that geogrid. That is $60 a month fee, but our goal is to really offset the savings through the utility bill. In short, you would be paying for that $60, the geothermal assessment, even if you didn't want to use the system. So it wouldn't make too much sense, in my opinion. So we're hoping everyone just hooks up on that grid, and they have an individual borehole with the well system as well, but it is connected to that thermal energy supply system. So they would definitely want to hook up to the grid at all times.
Initially, yeah. So let's talk about home prices a little bit. Start, the range is what, Colin?
So that's a good question. The cheapest house that we've sold here, I think it was $213 after the tax credits, so it's about $220. But on average, right now, in inventory, we have about $230s to all the way up to $400K. But like I said, $212, I think, was the lowest price. So we have a pretty wide variety from the low 200s all the way up to the mid 400s.
And what are the, they're very good pricing. What's the lot sizes there? They range?
Yes. The standard lot is going to be a little smaller than what you might typically imagine. But here in Austin, that's kind of how we do it. So 60 by 120 and then 50 by 120 are going to be the standard detached lot size.
And your typical home buyer you're seeing is, are they millennials?
I think the target was sort of that group, but we have come to learn that any and people from all walks of life appreciate an eco-conscious decision in buying a house. So we've seen retired school teachers, some of the millennials, empty nesters, really just any and all, seriously. So every type of person.
Gotcha. Cool. And we didn't get a chance to talk much about that. You have the community gardens and the farm?
Yeah. So right now what we're doing is we have a community, two community gardens that we have partnered with an Austin local food group called Lettuce. Now what they do is they're going to professionally maintain those gardens. And eventually we are going to open a hub farm here. But phase two, we're actually opening five more gardens than the previous two that you saw. So the Lettuce team is going to maintain, kind of operate those gardens, and then we plan a lot of volunteer days for the homeowners to go in there, pick stuff, and then they get to leave with some kale or whatever's fresh. So we try and keep the homeowners involved. And then in the future, we're talking about maybe experimenting with some plots to rent for the homeowners themselves in the gardens. So we're kind of trying to come up with a good way to make that work.
Exactly. And the CSA as a subscription, is it a 6 month, 12 month? How are you going to run that as far as getting people the produce?
Yeah, that actually goes through our partner with Lettuce. It's Think Blue Apron. It's actually really simple. Just weekly pricing. They drop it off at your door. They pick up your compost. It's all reusable packaging, but it's all coming from Austin. And the end goal is we're going to have enough stuff here where most of your food is probably coming from on-site here at Whisper Valley. So to be more food neutral, kind of moving towards that area is definitely a goal of ours.
Right, and lettuce is the outside source right now that you guys are using to provide the healthy vegetables. Are they certified organic?
Yes.
That's cool. And then where are they getting their? Where is that food coming from?
They have partners with just local farms here in the Austin area.
I gotcha.
We've all tried the lettuce meals. They're awesome. I think the furthest thing that we got came from San Antonio. It was something random too, but for the most part, it all comes from Austin. They actually do gardens at schools, churches, wherever anyone will let them, and they'll start growing. But really, we want them to professionally maintain them. But the goal, again, is trying to get the community in those gardens and spending time out there. That's the main goal.
That's awesome. And I think if you get a chance, you can share this with your residents and definitely with your team there. Is that right now on Netflix? I mean, not right now. We just recently saw the documentary called Sustainable. And that that's available on Netflix, and that's going to give your residents, it gave us a whole new insight and appreciation for the type of lifestyle that we're exploring. And I think that people in your community right there, if they see that documentary, they'll appreciate the service they have available to them right there at Whisper Valley. It's pretty eye opening.
Yeah. I mean, I'll definitely check that out. I've actually heard a few things about that, so I need to watch that myself, and I'll let all the homeowners know as well.
Definitely, man. How long, so let's say you, from your community right there to downtown Austin, you're talking on a good day with not bumper to bumper traffic. How close are you?
It's about 25 minutes from downtown Austin on a good day, which is pretty remarkable. I mean, you've been to Austin, you've seen how much growth we've had, but anything within 30 minutes or less to downtown Austin is pretty amazing these days. So we've hit that mark where I think we're about 20 or 25 minutes away.
Cool. And as we're talking here, you know, I share this a lot, is that, you know, with our experience of looking into and researching the different agri-hoods around the country, we have a sense of community, fresh foods, events. That's from the outside looking in. And it seems as if everybody we talk to has the same feedback and insight they can share with us as being part of an agri-hood. So since you've been there, at Whisper Valley, what experiences could you share with my family and other people listening right now is what that whole concept is like? Because a lot of times we get asked, well, what's an agri-hood? Do you have to work on the farm? It's very confusing. Is it a compound? So to clear it up, your personal experience now that you've been at Whisper Valley, looking at from the outside, from the inside, looking out, sharing with your perspective and your views on that.
Yeah, sure. Really, I think what it comes down to is just when you have residential area right next to farmland, it's an amazing thing. It's a thing of the past, right? No, it could be a thing of today. So what we've seen is pretty amazing things. Garden activities, they have days where they actually go weed the gardens, which sounds kind of crazy, but they enjoy doing that. I think that this whole vibe of an agri-hood has given everyone kind of a sense of pride in the community. Just last weekend, they actually had a volunteer trail cleanup day where a lot of the residents got together and they went and were picking up trash or plastic bottles that have been scattered throughout the trail during the construction process. So I think those little things are what kind of make up an agri-hood. When you start taking pride in where your food comes from and what you're eating, really, really, it's just truly amazing thing.
It is. And Colin, what kind of events do you guys have? What kind of events and how many do you put on per year?
Oh, my goodness. We do a lot of events. We do a monthly craft fair, hopefully soon to be farmers market one day, where we bring vendors in. We sell, you know, jams, jellies, goodies from local Austin vendors. Then we do yoga classes, cooking classes. And these are mainly, the yoga classes are weekly, cooking classes are monthly right now. But we do tons of stuff. And then we have holiday parties here at the center as well for the residents. So we do a lot of events here.
It sounds like it. It sounds like you guys do. And what's the next big thing happening there at Whisper Valley?
Next big thing is going to be our phase two. So what you saw was phase one as 237 lots. Our phase two, they are actually just starting construction on that. Just started clearing the grounds. That is breaking ground, and it should be about 265 lots or so. And we're hoping those will be delivered towards the end of the year.
Gotcha. Cool stuff, man. And tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, how they can find you.
Yeah. So the website is going to be www.whispervalleyaustin.com. And then there's tons of good tabs you can kind of click through and navigate there, as well as phone numbers for us and email addresses. So if anyone has questions or anything, please send it my way and we'll try and get them answered.
Yeah, for sure. And they definitely have to, if they're anywhere near the Austin area, that it would be worth their time to come out there and check out that the property and that visitor center, the community center. It really is like you walk into like a science museum, the way you guys have that set up and showing how technologically advanced that whole community is. I mean, you're on board with some pretty big players there in that community.
Yeah. I mean, we've partnered with Bosch. We're going to have the Tesla charging stations. But really, like you said, the educational bits and the material in here is pretty awesome. And just the way that we're able to convey the concept or the mission of Whisper Valley, as you will, I think that's important. So anyone in Austin, yeah, feel free to stop by and check us out anytime.
Sounds good, man. Did I miss anything? Did I? There's some things that you wanted to share? Go ahead.
I'm not sure. There's so much, and it's so new. I think you touched more than I was expecting, actually. But yeah, I think we did great.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate your time. It's been a great experience for our family to check out the different agri-hoods around the nation. My whole journey started in the when I was sitting in the living room watching TV about 3 years ago. CBS Sunday Morning came on. And they are talking about this farm-to-table community called Agri-Hoods, and they featured a segment of Serenby, which is down in Georgia. And Lena was in the back. She'd been up all night with Cash, our boy. He was just newly born. I think he's about a year now. And then when she came out of the bedroom and got her day going, I started telling her about this, and I felt like I was a kid in a candy store. I couldn't wait to tell her everything I saw. And then it took us about 3 years to keep. We kept it in the back of our mind. And then this past summer, we said, you know what, let's take a tour. Let's go on a road trip and let's go venture out and look at some different agri-hoods around the country. And I'll tell you what, it's been an amazing experience getting to know what this whole farm-to-table lifestyle is about. And you guys are sitting on top there with that Whisper Valley. So kudos to you.
Hey, appreciate the kind words. And what a journey. Seriously, your story is pretty amazing. And I'll be following now myself.
Sounds good, man. You guys are on social media as far as... Instagram too?
Oh yeah. Instagram, Facebook, Whisper Valley Austin, that should pull it all up.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. If we have anything you want to share, some new updates, please reach out to us. We'd love to learn about it as we can share it with our audience and our followers. That'd be awesome.
All righty. Will do, Brett. No problem.
Tell everybody there we said hello.
All right. I will. You guys have a good one. All right. Thanks
buddy.
Calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If healthy and sustainable living is important to you and your family, join the Coleman family as they travel the country and discover some of the best agri-communities in America.